平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们能够再有一次交通的机会。
Thank you, Lord, that once again we have this opportunity to meet together.
我们请来读三处的经文。
Let's read three passages in the Bible.
首先，我们请大家翻开诗篇第二篇。
First, let's turn to Psalm chapter 2.
诗篇第二篇，我们读六到八节。
We'll read verses 6 through 8. Psalm chapter 2, verses 6 through 8.
诗篇第二篇第六节说，我已经立我的君在锡安，我的圣山上。
Psalm chapter 2, verse 6. But as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain.
受膏者说，我要传圣旨。耶和华曾对我说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
Verse 7. I will announce the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have fathered you.
你求我，我就将列国视你为基业，将地极视你为田产。
Verse 8. Ask it of me, and I will certainly give the nations as your inheritance, and the ends of the earth as your possession.
第二处，我们请翻开使徒行传，新约使徒行传，我们读第一章第八节。
Next, we'll turn to Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
第一章第八节，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极，做我的见证。
Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, in Samaria, and as far as the remotest part of the earth.
这个见证呢，应该是指着见证人说的。
So this testimony in the Chinese translation is really witnesses, as the English translation says.
对。最后我们请读启示录。
Finally, let's turn to the book of Revelations.
启示录第一章第九节。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 9.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证。曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 9. I, John, your brother and fellow participant in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
这一节经文呢，在其他的翻译本有更好一点的翻译。
This verse in other translations has a better translation.
就是在有一个中文的翻译本叫做新旧库的译本呢，它是这样翻译的。
There's a different Chinese translation that translates it in a different manner.
我念给大家听。
Our brother will read it.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄。又是在耶稣里同患难同国度同忍耐的成为神的话并耶稣的见证在那名叫拔摩的海岛。
The translation reads something like, I, John, your brother and fellow participant in the same tribulation, same kingdom, and same perseverance in Jesus.Was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
好，我们经文就先读到这里。开始之前，我们请先有一点祷告。
This concludes our Bible reading for the moment. Let us first bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，再一次我们能够奉你的名聚会。
Lord, we thank you that we can once again gather together in your name.
我们刚刚读了你宝贵的话语。
You just read your precious word.
我们求你在这个时候用你的灵来对我们说话。
We ask that you would use your Holy Spirit to speak to us.
让我们从你的话语的光中我们得生命。
That we would receive life from your word.
主，我们感谢你，你是这一位乐意施恩、施怜悯的主。
Lord, we give thanks to you as you are the Lord who is willing to give grace and mercy.
你在十字架上为我们流血舍命。
You shed your blood and gave your life upon the cross for us.
你把你这一个宝贵的生命为我们舍了。
You offered up your precious life for all of us.
如今我们这一般在基督里的人，我们是蒙了何等大的恩典。
And all of us who are in the Lord Jesus have received such a great grace.
当我们能够奉你的名聚在你跟前的时候，
When we can gather together in your name before your throne,
我们要把一切的称颂感谢归给你。
We'll offer up all the worship and thanksgiving to you.
我们求主在这个时候打开你天上的窗户。
Lord, at this time we ask that you would open up your heavenly window.
也把你荣耀的心意向我们显明。
You reveal your glorious will to us.
让我们能够知道主你来的日子近了。
That we would know, Lord, that the time of your return is near.
也叫主你 The 国度早日的降临,
that your kingdom would come soon.
让全地的人都能够归向你,
that the whole world would bow before you.
我们一同等候在你面前,
we wait before you.
求主对我们说话,
may you speak to us.
祷告感谢, 奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray and give thanks in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天要交通国度的见证。Brothers,
today we are sharing about the testimony of the kingdom.
那上一次我们交通国度的门徒。Last
time we shared about the disciples of the kingdom.
那国度的门徒呢，我们首先提到在圣经里面让我们看见。 有神国和天国。
Last time when we shared about the disciples of the kingdom, we mentioned that there, in the Bible, there is the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven.
神国是从永远到永远, 神在掌权。
In the kingdom of God, it extends from eternity to eternity, and there the Lord reigns.
而这天国呢, 乃是在神国里面一段的时间。
But the kingdom of heaven is a period of time within the kingdom of God.
乃是从主耶稣来到地上，传天国近了，你们应当悔改。Or
when the Lord Jesus came down to earth and he preached, the kingdom of heaven is near, you should repent.
然后一直到主耶稣在地上建立教会，圣灵从天上降下，在地上建立了教会。Until
the time when the Lord Jesus sent the Holy Spirit down to establish the church on earth.
然后，这是主耶稣第一次再来。当主耶稣第二次回来的时候，主把国度建立在地上。This
is the Lord's first coming, and then when he comes again, and he will establish the kingdom here on earth.
最后，主要把国交给父神。
Finally, he will give the kingdom to God the Father.
这是主在地上建立国度一千年结束之后。
This is after the conclusion of the millennial kingdom here on earth.
那我们就看见呢，就要进入永世，又进入神的国。
Then will see we'll enter into eternity and then we'll return to the kingdom of God.
那并不是说啊，神的国跟天国是分开的。
It's not to say that the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven are separate.
虽然现在是天国的时期。
Although it is true that it is now the period of time of the kingdom of heaven.
但是神的国在福音书上仍然啊是被强调的。
But in the gospel book, the kingdom of God is taken forcefully.
所以我们就看见呢，天国跟神的国当场呢啊两个词是可以互换的。
So we can see that the kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven in most cases can be used interchangeably.
但是呢。有一些特定的词呢只能够应用在天国里面。
There are certain few phrases that can only be used for the kingdom of heaven.
你比方说呢主耶稣对尼哥底母说
For example, when the Lord spoke to Nicodemus, he said,
人若不啊，重生就不能进神的国。
If a man is not born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
所以我们只要相信主耶稣，我们重生，我们就能够进神的国。
It says here, if as long as we believe in the Lord Jesus and are born again, we can enter the kingdom of God.
但是主耶稣在马太福音第啊。十一章那个地方呢，讲到进神的国，从啊约翰到如今，天国是要努力进去的。
But in Matthew chapter 11, when the Lord Jesus speaks about entering into the kingdom, he says that you have to
be violent,
to enter into it.From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been treated violently and taken by force.
所以我们就知道天国跟神的国是有一点啊不一样。
So we see that the kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven have these slight differences.
天国啊乃是指着我们信主耶稣，我们每一个蒙恩得救的人都能够进去。
So we see the kingdom of God, as long as we believe, anyone can enter into.
这是神的国。
This is the kingdom of God.
但是天国呢，需要努力，因为天国它有一个特性呢，将来在地上显现的时候，对于基督徒是一个奖赏。
The kingdom of heaven needs to be entered by force because it is a reward for Christians.
所以当努力的人才能够进天国，地上国度显现一千年的时候，与主一同作王。
So it has to be violent men that take it by force that they would be able to reign with the Lord on earth for 1,000 years.
那这一个讲到我们必须要努力，努力呢，其实是对自己暴力。换句话说，我们需要背起十字架，毫不保留的来跟随主。
This taking by force means that we have to, in other words, bear the cross, our cross, to follow after the Lord.
那这一个啊，天国在圣经里面也让我们看见是基督的国。
And this kingdom of heaven, the Bible shows us is the kingdom of the Lord Jesus.
我们的主耶稣是这一位天国的王。
Our Lord Jesus is the King of the kingdom of heaven.
好，那今天呢，我们继续往前看，我们要来交通国度的见证。
So today we'll keep moving forward and we'll be speaking of the testimony of the kingdom.
那国度的见证呢，我们要从三个方面来看。
So this testimony we'll see from three points.
那第一方面呢，我们看到主耶稣从死里复活，他被立为主为基督。
So the first is the Lord is raised from the dead. He is made both Lord and Christ.
第二个方面乃是基督徒的见证。
The second is the testimony of the Christian.
第三方面呢，乃是教会团体的见证。
And the third point is the testimony of Christians as the church.
那我们先来看我们的主被立为主为基督。
So the first point, where the Lord Jesus is made Lord in Christ.
刚刚我们读到诗篇第二篇六到八节那里。
We just read Psalm chapter 2 verses 6 through 8.
那里讲到神立他的君在锡安，在他的圣山上。
There he installed his king upon Zion, the holy mountain.
那并且他在那里降下圣旨来宣告说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
And there he also announced a decree, saying, "You are my son. Today I have fathered you."
当主向父求，父就将地上的国，并且把地级全部赐给他的儿子。
And as long as the Lord Jesus asks of the Father, the Lord would give all the nations to him as an inheritance.
在第七节那里讲到你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
Verse 7 it says, "You are my son, today I have fathered you."
那里很显然不是讲到主耶稣他从玛利亚降生说的。
It is likely not spoken of when the Lord Jesus was born of Mary.
那里在《使徒行传》第十三章三十三节那里告诉我们。
In Acts chapter 13, verse 33, it says,
是指着主耶稣从死里复活说的。
When it was accomplished when the Lord was raised from the dead.
保罗很确据地告诉我们，当主耶稣从死里复活的时候，就应验了这一句话，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
Paul wrote that God has fulfilled his promise to those of us who are descendants by raising Jesus, as it is written in the second Psalm, "You are my son, today I have fathered you."
主耶稣从死里复活，胜过了死亡，他得了胜。
So when the Lord Jesus was raised from the dead, he overcame death and he was victorious.
神宣告他，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
And the Father said to him, "You are my son, today I have fathered."
这是指着主耶稣肉身说的。
And this is spoken to the Lord Jesus
in his
flesh. Yeah.
我们知道神曾应许大卫在他的后裔要立一位做王直到永永远远。
You know that God promised David that one of his descendants would reign on the throne forever and ever.
主耶稣他是神的儿子，从永远到永远。
Lord Jesus is God's son from eternity to eternity.
但是他在时间中，从圣灵借着玛利亚怀孕来到地上。
But in time, he was born of Mary, who was by the Holy Spirit.
他为我们啊 被钉死在十字架上成就救赎的工作。
And he was nailed to the cross to accomplish, the work of salvation.
他在人的地位上从死里复活。
And, he was raised from the dead, in place of man.
所以罗马书告诉我们以圣善的灵来说、
The book of Romans, tells us,
以大能显明他是神的儿子。
That, he demonstrated that he was, the son of God.
以肉身来说他是大卫的子孙。
From a fleshly point of view, he was the descendant of David.
所以我们看见当神在诗篇第二篇那里啊宣告的时候，我们就看见呢这一位啊道成肉身的主耶稣从死里复活，神在啊借着诗篇就已经预言到主耶稣死里复活啊是他的儿子啊是他所立的君王。
So we can see in Psalm that the Lord had already, spoken of and decreed that when the Lord Jesus is risen from the dead, that he is, his son, and he would be the king in Zion.
他要承受全地为产业。
And he will receive all of the nations as his inheritance.
当我们去读新约圣经的时候，
When we read the New Testament,
在马太福音第十六章
in Matthew chapter 16,
在马太福音十六章那里，主耶稣问他的门徒说
，In Matthew 16, when the Lord Jesus asked his disciples,
他说，你们说我是谁
？He asked them, "But who do you yourselves say that I am?"
彼得呢，马上回答说。你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Simon Peter immediately answered, he said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
主耶稣呢，非常欢喜呢，他马上接下来啊，告诉彼得说，这不是属血气的指示你的，乃是我天上的父指示你的。
And the Lord Jesus was very happy and immediately replied to him, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, my Father who is in heaven.
是父亲自把他的儿子启示给彼得，他是神所立的基督，就是弥赛亚，救世主。
It was God the Father that revealed the Lord Jesus to Peter as the Christ, the Son of the Living God, Messiah.
对并且呢，借着这一个启示，主耶稣再有三层的启示。
So based on this revelation, there are another three revelations.
所以在十八节，主耶稣继续告诉他说：“我还要告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。”
So verse 18.And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
所以神把基督启示出来之后，基督把他来到地上要成就的工作启示给彼得。
So the Lord Jesus, when he was revealed to Peter the work he wanted to accomplish here on earth.
让我们看见，首先他要建立他的教会。
So first, he wants to build his church.
教会乃是建立在基督这一个磐石上。
And the church is built on Jesus Christ, the solid rock.
而彼得，他的名字是啊石头的意思。
And Peter, whose name means rock.
他要一同在这个建造上有份。
And so, in this building up, he will have a portion.
但是在并且这个教会乃是建立在磐石基督复活的根基上。
And so this church is built upon the solid rock of the Lord Jesus Christ in his resurrection.
所以阴间死亡的权柄不能够胜过他。
Therefore, the gates of Hades will not be able to overpower him, overcome him.
因为当主耶稣从死里复活，他已经将死亡和阴间的钥匙夺回来。
So when the Lord Jesus was resurrected, he took the keys of death in Hades.
并且生命吞灭了死亡。
Their life swallowed up death.
所以教会乃是在复活基督的根基上。
So the church is built on the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ.
虽然地上教会要经过许多的艰难迫害。
Even though the church will suffer a lot of oppression.
但是我们都知道教会经过这两千多年来许多的艰难迫害啊，仍然不断地显出他该有的见证和属天的生命。
So even through these 2,000 years, we see even though the church has suffered a lot of oppression or persecution, it still remains and still gives off the testimony that it should.
因为我们的根基乃是在这一块基督为磐石上面。
Because our foundation is the Lord Jesus and his solid rock.
我们的根基不在地上。
Our foundation is not on this earth.
我们的根基乃是在天上。
Our foundation is in heaven.
在地上即使动摇，天上永远稳固。
Even though the earth may be shaken, the heaven is firm.
这是教会主耶稣第一次启示出来。
This is the first revelation of the church from the Lord Jesus.
第二方面，在21节，主耶稣再有更深一步的启示。
Further in verse 21, he has another, a deeper revelation.
从此耶稣才指示门徒说，他必须上耶路撒冷受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
From that time, Jesus began to point out to his disciples that it was necessary for him to go to Jerusalem and to suffer many things from the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and to be killed, and to be raised up on the third day.
所以，为了成就教会被建立的工作，主耶稣必须要为我们的罪受死，被人钉在十字架上，并且三天后复活。
So in order to accomplish the establishment of the church, Lord Jesus had to be killed, nailed to the cross, and be raised up on the third day.
到了第28节，主就在那里把最终天国的启示出来。
And in verse 28, he revealed the kingdom of heaven.
我实在告诉你们，站在这里的有人在没有尝死味以前，必看见人子降在他的国里。
Verse 28, truly I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here.Will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
那我们知道这是主对着彼得、雅各、约翰在变化山上显出他的荣耀。
Here, this is when the Lord with Peter, James, and John at on the Mount of Transfiguration, and he revealed his glory to them.
这是将来在国度的荣耀。
And that was also the glory that was to come in the kingdom.
所以我们就看见当父当主耶稣对着他的门徒这四方面的启示。
So here the Lord Jesus and his four revelations with his disciples.
这是神在他永远旨意里面所指挥他的儿子所要成就的。
This is what God the Father has commanded that his son would accomplish.
他是基督。
He is Christ.
他是永生神的儿子。
He is the Son of the Living God.
并且他要建立教会在这一个磐石上面。
And he will build this church upon the solid rock.
基督必须先受苦上十字架从死里复活。
And the Lord Jesus must first suffer, die upon the cross and be raised up.
并且将来这一个国度要显现在地上彰显他的荣耀。
And the kingdom would be revealed upon the earth to show his glory.
这是诗篇第二篇我们刚刚所读的更进一步的启示。
So this is a further revelation of what we read in Psalm chapter 2.
那我们如果仔细去看的时候，我们就知道呢，在福音，在这个书信里面，给我们有更多的开启，让我们知道神所启示的是怎样应验和成就。
If we read the New Testament carefully, we'll see that it reveals even more of how the Lord will accomplish his revelation.
你比方讲在罗马书第三章23-25节。
For example, if we read Romans chapter 3, verses 23-25.
那里告诉我们世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
It tells us there that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
我们因神的恩典
that by his grace
借着耶稣的救赎
through the redemption,
我们都可以白白的称义。
The redemption, the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be justified.
并且呢神设立基督耶稣基督为挽回祭。
And God made Christ our propitiation.
借着人的信来成就神的义。
That by faith we can demonstrate his righteousness.
所以我们就看见呢，基督来到地上，就这一面来说，他成就了救赎的工作，拯救人能够进入这一个神的国，就是教会。
So we see that the Lord Jesus came down to earth on one hand to accomplish salvation and to allow us to enter into the kingdom of God, which is the church.
这是对人来说。
This is towards man.
但是另外一面，主更成就了一面在国度，在地上。的彰显。
But he also revealed the kingdom that is to be established on earth.
那就是他儿女既有血肉之体，他照样成了血肉之体，这在希伯来书第二章告诉我们。
And as it says in Hebrews chapter 2, his children are of flesh and blood. He also partook of flesh and blood.
并且借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
And so that he might, through death, destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil.
并且拯救我们这一生怕死而为奴仆的人。
And free those who, through fear of death, were subject to slavery all their lives.
这是一个极大的得胜，主在十字架上成就的工作，败坏这个掌死权的魔鬼，释放我们这一般一生怕死的人，神的权柄在地上彰显出来。
This is a great display of the Lord's power here on earth, that through his death he set free all of us who were afraid of death and were subject to slavery by defeating him who had the power of death, that is the devil.
那我们知道主耶稣受死，三日后从死里复活，并且升天。
We know that the Lord, after he was crucified and died, after 3 days, he was resurrected and ascended into heaven.
当他达到天上的时候，在使徒行传那里告诉我们。
When he ascended into heaven, in Acts there, it told us.
他也成就了两件事情。
There he accomplished 2 things.
第一方面呢，当主耶稣回的被提到天上，他啊坐在神宝座的右边。
When he was lifted up into heaven, first he seated at the right hand side of the Father.
并且父按着所应许的将圣灵降下来。
And secondly, the Father sent down the Holy Spirit, which he promised.
就是在使徒行传第二章开头的时候，让我们看见圣灵在五旬节那一天从天上降在120个门徒的身上，在他们的头上有舌头如火焰降下来，他们就得着圣灵的能力，开始可以传讲，用各国的方言传讲福音。
And so, as it says in the beginning of Acts chapter 2, that on the day of the Pentecost came, there the Holy Spirit came down upon the 120 gathered disciples, and they all had these tongues of flame appear above their heads, and there they received the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak different languages, and they were freely able to spread the gospel.
这是主耶稣达到了宝座。
This is when the Lord Jesus obtained the throne.
并且他求父，父就降下所应许的圣灵，所以彼得就在那里向以色列人，也向我们世人宣告。
And so the Lord Jesus asked of the Father, and the Father sent the Holy Spirit. And therefore Peter was able to speak.
他说：“故此以色列全家，你们当知道。”你们所钉十字架的耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。
And he said to them, Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, know this, that the Lord Jesus who you nailed to the cross has already been made Christ.
这又应验了诗篇第二篇，那里更详细的、完全的成就。
And this more completely fulfilled what was promised in Psalm chapter 2.
那我们不仅看见主耶稣到天上，他被立为主为基督。
So not only do we see our Lord Jesus lifted up into heaven to become made the Christ.
我们去看启示录第五章的时候，
We look at Revelation chapter 5.
在启示录第五章第六节。
Revelation 5 verse 6.
当约翰在灵里被提到神的宝座的时候。
When John was lifted up into before the throne of God in his spirit.
他说我又看见宝座与四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立像是被杀过的有七角七眼就是神的七灵奉差遣往普天下去的。
And I saw between the throne with the four living creatures and the elders a lamb standing as if slaughtered having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth.
这羔羊前来从坐宝座的右手里拿了书卷。
And he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne.
我们看见主耶稣刚刚被杀，他站在神的宝座前。
We see the Lord Jesus, after he was slain, is now standing before the throne of God.
他是神的羔羊。
He is the Lamb of God.
他成就了救赎的工作。
He accomplished the work of salvation.
并且呢，只有他有资格从神那里来接受这一个书卷。
And only he has authority to take from God the Father this role.
这个书卷呢，乃是讲到神要收回这全地。
This scroll tells how God will reclaim all of the land.
那这一个只有神的基督，神的羔羊从死里复活，他配得展开这书卷。
And only the Lord Jesus, who is the Christ and the Lamb that was raised from the dead, is worthy of opening this scroll.
换句话说，当主耶稣从死里复活到天上，一直到如今，神中心的工作乃是叫这个国度能够及早在地上实现。
In other words, from when the Lord Jesus died and was resurrected until now, it is the Father's will to hasten the coming of this kingdom upon the earth.
一面乃是福音不断地在地上传扬，叫人可以进入这一个国度。
On one hand, it is the Lamb ushering people into this kingdom.
另外一面，就是主在那里预备，将来国度在地上就要显现。
On the other hand, it is the Lord Jesus who is preparing the kingdom to be made manifest here on earth.
那我们知道，今天国度在地上，借着教会把它彰显出来。
We know that today the kingdom is revealed on earth by the church.
那这一个是借着圣灵今天在教会中的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit in the church today.
因为在哥林多前书第十二章那里告诉我们。
This is 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that tells us.
我们乃是啊在同一个圣灵里面一同受浸，成为一个身体。隐于一位圣灵。
It says, for by one spirit we were all baptized into one body.
然后我们将来啊，我们都成为现在我们啊，因着圣灵的这一个啊，把我们浸成啊。基督的身体，将来这一个身体要彰显基督元首的荣耀。
So we are all being made part of the body of Christ, and one day that body will be filled with His glory and will reveal His glory.
所以我们今天在地上，教会是这一个国度啊的一个彰显。但是这一个彰显呢，是隐藏的。
And so this kingdom is being revealed to the church, but that revelation is kind of hidden.
主耶稣在路加福音第十七章二十节、二十一节那里告诉我们。
Lord Jesus in Luke chapter 17 verse 20-21, there it tells us.
当这些法利赛人来问主耶稣说神的国几时来到。
When the Pharisees were questioning him as to when the kingdom of God was coming.
主耶稣说神的国不是眼所能见的。
He said the kingdom of God is not visible by eye.
也不是人说神的国在这里或者在那里。
And nor will they say, look, here it is, or there it is.
神的国乃是在你们的心里或者在你们的中间。
Behold, the kingdom of God is in your heart or in your midst.
换句话说呢，当神的国在我们心中掌权的时候，神国的实际就能够显明出来。
In other words, if the kingdom of God is able to reign in our hearts, then the kingdom of God will be revealed.
它不是眼睛所能看见，也不是人能够说出来的。
It's not something that eyes can see or people can explain.
因为只有在我们这一帮蒙恩得救的人，我们让主在我们的心中为王的时候，国总是代表着神的主权和管理，在我们的生命中能够管理我们这一个国的实际，就能够在教会在我们个人身上彰显出来。
It is only when the kingdom of God reigns within us that we will be able to show that it is the time of the kingdom, and that he will be able to rule over every part of our lives.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第六章那里告诉我们，我们要寻求神的国和神的义。
So in Matthew chapter 6, it tells us, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
我们今天在跟随主的路上，我们要寻求神的国，让神的主权在我们的身上能够完全的来管理我们。
So, for all of us who believe today, we have to seek his kingdom, and that his authority would reign over us.
并且寻求神的义，乃是神所看为对的事。
And his righteousness, which is to see that which the Lord considers to be right.
不是我们眼中看为对的事。
Not what we in our eyes consider to be right.
所以我们知道这个国度在主耶稣死里复活之后已经完全的成就，但是今天这一个见证借着教会在地上需要彰显。
So the Lord Jesus, his death and resurrection has already been accomplished, but his kingdom needs the church to be revealed.
那我们首先来讲到主耶稣在复活升天之前对门徒讲到说，你们要从圣灵得着能力，并且从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极，做我的见证人。
So when the Lord ascended into heaven, he gave a command to them.Say that you will have to, starting from Jerusalem to Samaria, and then through all the corners of world be my witnesses.
这个见证人呢，乃是啊，原文的意思是讲到殉道者。
So these witnesses in the original language means
martyr.
A martyrs.
所以我们就可以看到这一个见证不仅啊，首先我们要有亲身的经历才能够成为见证人。
So first, to be a witness, you need to have this first-hand experience.
那不仅是亲身我们的经历，并且当我们来为耶稣为国度见证的时候，到一个地步需要把我们的命都舍去。
So not only do we need to have this first-hand experience of the kingdom, but as we testify, we'll have to at a certain point offer up our own lives.
那我们从《使徒行传》这个去看的时候，我们就看见这些使徒门徒们，他们确实就把自己的命都摆上去。
And so in the Acts of the Apostles, when we read about how they acted, they offered up their lives for the sake of the gospel.
但是主更重要在这里提到，你如果要为我做见证，你必须要从圣灵得着能力。
Not only that, the Lord says here, if you want to be my witness, you need to obtain power from the Holy Spirit.
不是凭着我们自己的热心，乃是圣灵要把能力赐给我们，我们才能够做见证。
Not from your own passion, but only from the Holy Spirit can we become a true witness of the Lord.
所以我们就来看一下在使徒行传这里圣灵怎样赐下能力，还有今天与我们的关系。
So from the Acts, we can see how the Holy Spirit brings power and its relation to us today.
那圣灵在使徒行传第二章那里，如舌头如火焰降在这些门徒的身上，他们首先是被圣灵所充满。
So when the Holy Spirit came down upon these disciples in Acts chapter 2, in a tongue that looked like fire, they were first filled with the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵的充满呢，在圣经里面最主要有两个不同的字。
So this being filled with the Holy Spirit in the Bible has two different words associated with it.
第一个字呢，所用到的就是在《使徒行传》第二章那里第四节，他们因着圣灵的降下，所以都被圣灵充满。这个充满是指着外面的充满。
So the first phrase is in Acts chapter 2 verse 4. It says they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And this being filled with the Holy Spirit is speaking of an outwardly being filled.
这个外面的充满呢，是指着圣灵的能力，赐给他们恩赐、口才，可以来为主做见证、做工。
And this outward filling brought with it this power and this gift for them to be able to speak in different tongues so that they can share the
gospel.
And this being filled with the Holy Spirit is used several times later.
但是还有另外一个字呢，也翻作圣灵的充满，是里面的充满。
But there's another phrase used as translated often as filled with the Holy Spirit, that is speaking of an inwardly being filled with the Holy Spirit.
那里面的充满呢， 比如说当斯提凡要殉道的时候，那里记载到圣灵充满。
So this inwardly being filled with the Holy Spirit was used when Stephen was about to be martyred.
我们去读以弗所书第五章的时候，那里也告诉我们。
When we read Ephesians chapter 5, there also tells us.
他叫我们不要醉酒，酒使人糊涂，你们要被圣灵充满。
Verse 18 says, do not get drunk with wine in which there's debauchery, but be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那一个充满是里面的充满。
That filling is an inward filling.
所以有翻译圣经的人把这两个字分开来翻译。
So the translators of the Bible separated these two words.
外面的充满叫做充溢 overflow.
So this outward filling was translated often as overflow with the Holy Spirit.
因为外面的满溢出来，它表现出来的能力、恩赐是人可以看得见的。
Because this overfilling it came with gifts and power that other people can see.
里面的充满呢？是人所看不见的，却是完全的被圣灵来掌管。
And this inward filling is something that other people can't see, but it comes with being ruled over by the Holy Spirit.
所以这个字他们仍然用原来的翻译叫做充满。
And so this word they kept in the original language as being filled.
今天我们两方面都需要。
Today, we need both of these aspects.
当我们信主，我们里面有主的生命在我们里面。
When we first believe in the Lord, we have the Lord's life within us.
我们需要让主的灵在我们里面能够不断的管理、引导我们。
We need His Holy Spirit within us to continually rule over us and guide us.
当神的灵可以完全的管制引导我们的时候，这个表明到这个里面的充满。
When the Holy Spirit can reign over us completely, that is when we are filled with the Holy Spirit inwardly.
这乃是神的旨意，因为我们人有灵魂体三方面。
And this is the Lord's will because all of us have this spirit, soul, and body, these three parts of us.
神在我们人身上的目的乃是要我们的灵与主交通，借着这个灵生命来管制我们的魂，借着魂生命来管制我们的身体。
So the will of the Lord is for the spirit to be in communion with the Lord.And that it would reign over our soul. And our soul, when it's ruled over by the Spirit, would be able to control our body.
所以这个被圣灵充满，首先就是我们顺服在神的面前，让主的灵恩高的教训能够引导管制我们整个生命。
And so, when we are to be filledwith the Holy Spirit inwardly, we want Him to completely rule over us and for us to be wholly obedient to Him.
这样的话，我们的生命常常能够活在这个圣灵所充满的这个情形的底下。不过这实在是需要很多的学习十字架的功课不断地在我们身上叫我们减少，叫基督的生命加增。
And that is the final goal of being ruled over by the Holy Spirit. But it does take a lot of learning and bearing of the cross for the Holy Spirit to reign in us fully.
让圣灵能够时常充满我们。
May the Holy Spirit often fill us.
我们有属天的智慧和能力。
And we would have this heavenly, wisdom and power.
那外面的充满，这是神的恩典。
But this, overfilling is, this, grace from the Lord.
乃是圣灵的主权，他把这一个能力赐给人，为着建造教会，为着神的工作在地上能够开展。
It is, by the Holy Spirit, which gives gifts to us to build up the church.
那 我们今天在圣经里面给我们看见更多的，我们首先追求里面圣灵的充满。
And the Bible gives us, all these examples, but first let us pursue this, filling of the Holy Spirit inwardly.
这是我们可以做的。
This is something that we can accomplish.
也必须要去追求的。
And it's something that we need to pursue.
外面的能力，神按着他的主权分赐给我们。
This outward, ability is something that is, by God's will when, if He will give it to us when we need it.
我们也看到，比如说在历史上有许多有传福音的恩赐，也有医病赶鬼的恩赐，能够各种的恩赐叫神的国在地上能够传扬。
And so we can see in history that there are many examples of gifts of sharing the gospel, of healing, or of driving out the demons that are used when God is expanding His church.
那圣徒，当我们能够被圣灵充满，我们的生命很显然在世人的面前会有改变。
But when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we may show signs that are visible to the other rest of the world that they can see.
这就是一个极大的见证。
And this is a very great testimony.
并且当我们出去做见证的时候，圣经也给我们看见，我们会经过许多的苦难。
And when we go out to bear witness for the Lord, the Bible tells us that we will experience a lot of difficulties.
你比方讲彼得去传福音，三千人、五千人得救之后。
For example, when Peter went to share the gospel and 3,000 and 5,000 people believed.
他们被祭司长文士们抓起来，然后吩咐他们不准再奉耶稣的名来传福音。
They were captured by the Pharisees and the priests, and they were commanded not to share in the name of the Lord.
但是主的灵在他们里面赐给他们能力。
But the Spirit of God within them gave them power.
他们虽然被毒打，但是他们心中欢喜，能够配得为这名受苦。
They may have been beaten, but they were joyful to to share in the suffering for the name of the Lord.
我们到了第七章，看见斯提凡为主殉道。
And in Acts 7, we see that Stephen was sharing the gospel.
并且呢，圣经告诉我们，他被圣灵充满，他仰望天，看见神的荣耀，主的荣耀。
See that looked to heaven and was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he saw the glory of the Lord.
我们看见保罗，他在路斯德传福音的时候， 被人用石头打死，拖到城外去。
And we see Paul as well when he was sharing the gospel. He was stoned and dragged outside of the city.
神让他重新活过来。保罗不但没有自爱自怜，反而信心更加坚固，勉励弟兄姊妹进入神的国。我们要经过许多的艰难。
And so Paul was revived from death, and he was not discouraged, but was in fact encouraged by this, and told the believers there that we would need to experience this tribulation and suffering for the sake of the gospel.
那我们就看见呢，当约翰年老的时候被放逐到拔摩海岛。
So we see when John was old and was imprisoned on Patmos.
他在那里写信给亚细亚七个教会的弟兄姊妹们。
And he was writing this letter to the seven churches in Asia.
他说，我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣里一同患难，同国度，同忍耐的。
And he said, I, John, who your brother and fellow participant in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance in Jesus.
约翰所受的患难，为着神国度在地上的见证，教会在地上所受的这些苦难，是为着是在基督里的。
So the tribulation for the kingdom, which is the church that John suffered, was for the testimony of Jesus.
今天许多的人为了很多运动受患难。
So today many people through various activities suffer tribulation.
但是在这里有一个有永存价值的患难，就是在基督里，为着教会在地上国度的见证所做的患难。
But this tribulation has eternal value because it is tribulation in Jesus for his church and his kingdom.
这里需要忍耐。
Here we need perseverance.
我们如果经过这些患难，能够学习在基督里面的忍耐。
If we can bear this tribulation and learn of this perseverance in Jesus,
在艰难的时刻，主必定带领保守他自己的见证。
And in these difficult times, and he himself will be able to lead and guide us for his testimony.
因为国度，基督的国度在地上彰显，要持守这个见证，是与世界的国度、世界的王有极大的属灵的征战。
Because for his kingdom, he is fighting against the kingdoms of this world.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要能够在今天这个世代有美好的见证，我们追求生命，在这个生命里面能够见证主，见证这个国度。
So today as we testify of the kingdom, we need to pursue his life.
主会把够用的恩典和能力赐给我们。
He will give sufficient grace and power to us.
特别主回来的日子近了。
Especially since the time of his return is near.
基督徒，我们在地上所命定的受苦会越来越加增。
And the suffering that we will experience is will grow more and more.
那这个一面来说是我们个人的见证，也是教会的见证。
One hand, this is our personal testimony and the testimony of the church.
那教会的见证，圣经给我们看见还要更扩大。
But the testimony of the church, the Bible shows us, is even broader.
里面我们除了这一个生命的见证之外，我们还要在地上看见圣徒的合一。
So not only is this testimony is outwardly, but we also have the testimony of unity.
那圣经在约翰福音第十七章的时候，主耶稣大祭司为门徒的祷告呢，他在那里讲到圣徒的合一。
In John chapter 17, when the Lord gave this high priestly prayer, he prayed for this unity.
在第十一节后半段。
In the second half of verse 11.
他说，我把十一节读一下，他说，从今以后我不在世上，他们却在世上。我往父就是我往你那里去，圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
John chapter 17 verse 11, I'm no longer going to be in the world, and yet they themselves are in the world. I'm coming to you, Holy Father. Keep them in your name, the name which you have given me, so that they may be one, just as we are.
然后21节，他又主耶稣再一次的祷告，这是为着将来信主的所有人说的。
Again, in verse 21, where he prayed for all of those who would believe in the Lord.
他说，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
John 17, verse 21, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me.
简单的说呢，这里的合一呢，乃是根据神格里面父与子的合一。
So, simply saying, this unity is as the unity in the Trinity between the Father and the Son.
每一次当我们讲到圣徒之间的合一的时候，首先我们要认识到有一个根据，我们合一的根据有两方面。第一方面是根据父与子的合一。
So, every time we talk about unity among the saints,we have to recognize that we have this foundation, or example, and that is the unity between the Father and the Son. God the Father and the Son.
那一个合一呢，是一个完全的和谐。
And that unity is a complete union.
我们知道神是三而一的神。
We know that our God is three in one.
但是虽然是三位，他们却在一的里面。
Even though there are three parts, they are one whole.
所以我们的合一乃是根据神格的合一。
So our unity is as the Trinity, the union in the Trinity, unity in the Trinity.
第二个根据呢，乃是我们 与主合一。
The second unity is that between us and the Lord.
所以在前面呢，主一直强调你们要住在我里面。
Therefore, the Lord previously asked them to abide in Him.
主也住在我们的里面。
And He would also dwell in us.
这个合一呢，我们首先要与主合一。
For this unity, we first need to be united with the Lord Jesus.
借着这两个重要的合一呢，让我们看见才有可能圣徒合一。
So with these two parts of unity, only then can all the saints be unified.
我想弟兄们常常会提到这个合一的一个题目。
And so I think the brothers often share about this unity.
但是我们今天要特别留意，就是我们不是强调和圣徒之间的合一，你让一点，我让一点，我们彼此和谐。这一个是人为的。
We're not trying to say that, you know, I'll compromise a little and you'll compromise a little and we'll all get along together. This is a fleshly idea.
圣经给我们看见这一个合一，圣灵已经做成了。
The Bible shows us that this unity has already been accomplished by the Holy Spirit.
我们只要维持圣灵所做成的，不断的与主合一，我们能够保守圣灵所做成的合一。
By we can diligently keep the unity of that is already accomplished by the Holy Spirit, can preserve that unity.
我们在外面可以有不同的表现。
Outwardly, we can have different expressions.
我们可以有许多的不同。
We can have many differences.
但是我们在灵里却是合一。
But in the spirit, we are united.
就像我们这一个人。
Just like our person.
比如说我吃饭的时候。
For example, when I am eating,
我需要用我的嘴巴。
I have to use my mouth.
我需要用我的眼睛。
I need to use my eyes.
我需要用我的手。
I need to use my hand.
我需要用我的牙齿。
I need to use my teeth.
我要用我的舌头。
I need to use my tongue.
我需要用我的味觉。还有用我的鼻子去闻。
And I need to use my nose to smell.
这些各种不同的功能在那里表现出他们不同的运作。
And so all these various parts of me show their usefulness.
但是他们完全在我这一个人的主宰，这一个合一的运作里面。
They're all acting in the unity of my person.
这一个是完全和谐的。
And this is a complete union.
让我可以享受这一顿饭。
So let me enjoy this meal.
所以圣徒的合一。
So the unity of the saints.
在圣灵里面。
In the Holy Spirit.
能够彰显基督为元首。
Can demonstrate that Christ is the source or the head.
让世人看见在我们中间有一位主。
That the people of the world can see that we have a Lord.
大家可以意见不同，功用不同，但是所表现出来的人仍然感觉这里有一位主在支配众人。
That we may have differences among us, but the people will still see that there is a Lord here that we are all united in Him.
这是教会在地上末了的时候需要的见证。
This is a testimony that the church needs in these end times.
另外一方面，我们需要见证彼此相爱。
We need to demonstrate this love for one another.
主耶稣也让我们看见，当我们彼此相爱，世人就看出我们是他的门徒。
When we demonstrate love for one another, people can see that we are his disciples.
那主耶稣也告诉我们，当我们要能够彼此相爱呢，首先我们要经历什么是神圣的爱。
So the Lord tells us that in order for us to love one another, we need to first experience what is love from God.
这个神圣的爱呢，我们从信主，我们能够经历到主那一个圣洁没有保留的爱在我们的身上。
This love from God we can experience when we believe in Him. We can experience this pure, everlasting love.
那当我们经历主的爱更多的时候，我们就能够爱主更多。
When we experience this love, we can love the Lord even more.
主耶稣说：“你们遵守我的命令，就是爱我的。”
It says if you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love.
所以我们能够爱主，弟兄姊妹彼此相爱呢，乃是根据于主对我们的爱，还有我们爱主。
So, this commandment is for us to love the Lord as He.
我们能够爱主我们的爱会越过越单纯。
As we love the Lord more, then our love become more and more pure.
我们能够从脱离许多人情感上面的爱呢，进入这一个神圣的爱。
And we'll begin leading aside all these.
借着这个爱，我们能够彼此相爱。
And truly experience this heavenly love, and we'll be able to therefore love one another.
我们从保罗的身上，我们就可以看见这一个点。
In Paul's life, we can see this point.
保罗开始呢是一个法利赛人。
Paul started as a Pharisee.
法利赛人，我们知道是严守律法的人。
We know that the Pharisees were strict obeyers of the law.
用今天的话来说是一个宗教徒。
In today's words, they are a religion.
宗教徒呢是严守这些宗教的规矩，他们里面那一个爱是冷酷的。
So as these religious people there, their love for the Lord is very
不是他们对主的爱，乃是讲到他们里面严守律法的人呢，他们是冷酷的。
So in the those people that follow the law, they are very
Very cold.
Yeah, very cold.
所以我们就可以看见呢，当保罗蒙主的拯救，他经历主的爱比别人更多，所以他爱弟兄姊妹的心呢，也比其他的使徒让我们看见更大。他可以对着弟兄姊妹像母亲、像父亲一样。
So, Paul, when he became a believer, his love for the Lord was so great that he could demonstrate that love to his fellow believers, and he treated the brothers and sisters as his own his father or mother.
所以我们实在需要常常经历主的爱。
So we often need to experience God's love.
像保罗一样, 我们就能够对着弟兄姊妹表现那一出, 啊, 像父亲母亲那一种无知对儿女的爱一样。
And so when we experience God's love, then we will be able to love the brothers and sisters as parents love their children.
这也是教会, 啊, 不仅个人在地上的见证, 更是团体教会这个国度在地上所要显出来的见证。
So this is a testimony that not only do we as individual Christians, but as the church and as the kingdom being revealed on earth.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹我们 能够借着主的话彼此勉励。
And so, brothers and sisters, we hope that by the word of the Lord, we will be able to encourage one another.
好，我们再有一点祷告。Let
us have another word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。Heavenly
Father, we give thanks to you.
借着你的话，再来勉励我们。To
your word, you continue to encourage us.
在这末了的世代，黑暗极深的时候。And
in these end times, in this darkness.
但愿你激励弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人的心。
May you encourage each and every one of our hearts.
让我们能够成为世上的光，世上的盐。
The light of the world and the salt of it as well.
让我们见证主耶稣自己的荣耀。
So we testify of Lord Jesus and His glory.
在这样不容易的时候，你更带领我们往前去。
In these difficult times, you will lead us forward.
我们把这些话交托在恩主的手中。Commit
these words into your gracious hands.
我们把感谢荣耀归给你。Give
our thanksgiving and praise to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.